Fears of a resumption of far-left urban guerrilla terrorism were in the air here in Athens today after two members of the far-right Golden Dawn Party were gunned down outside a party office last night. A third Golden Dawn member is in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds. The police said two masked men on a motorcycle stopped outside the Golden Dawn office in the northwest Athens suburb and shot the victims at close range, pumping at least 12 bullets into them. A nationwide hunt is on for the unknown assailants. It's widely believed that the double killing was a reprisal for the fatal stabbing of a left-wing rapper nearly 2 months ago by alleged neo-Nazis. If so, there are fears that it could be the start of a war between the far right and the far left. The Greek government and all political parties have urged moderation to prevent such a development. Golden Dawn itself claimed last night's shooting was a result of weeks of victimization of the party by Greece's media and political establishment after the murder of the left-wing rap artist. Last night's shooting was chillingly professional, harking back to the dark days when the feared far-left 17 November group was active, gunning down businessmen and foreign diplomats. More than one vehicle this time appears to have been used to stage an elaborate getaway. Almost certainly, Golden Dawn will use the slaying to push its victimhood image after many weeks of negative publicity. Its top deputies remain in jail, pending trial on charges of belonging to a criminal organization. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.